What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hey, I'm Pat Caputo along with Evan Jenkins, the webmaster. And it's time for Busting Balls. Hey, yeah, a podcast that's about drafts, prospects, and the future. And we're going to get into today just an interesting thing. Look, the teams have been bad lately. What's the benefit of being bad? Well, the benefit is you get good draft picks. Now, the Pistons and the Red Wings have had bad lottery luck. But if you look down here, Evan, there's a lot of players that have been taken in recent years. And when is it ultimately going to pay off? And for the Lions, it's paid off already. That's the dynamic of football. Penei Sewell was the 7th overall pick. Aiden Hutchinson was the 2nd overall pick in the draft. But Jeff Okuda and TJ Hockenson are already gone. And to give you an idea, Okuda was taken in the draft the same year as Spencer Torkelson, who's just coming into his own for the Tigers. So, getting draft picks. Is Cade Cunningham the real deal for the Pistons? A lot of controversy about that. How much difference would it be if they had gotten Wembanyama instead of getting the 5th pick? Ivy hasn't started. And Killian Hayes, who was the 7th overall pick and subjected to a lot of fan criticism, is playing ahead of him. And the Red Wings have a lot of players. 7 players that were taken. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Within the top 10 picks of the draft, but they've never gotten a really top guy, never lower than 4. The only one that's not still with the organization, though, is Filip Zadina, who was taken 6th overall. And they got high hopes, obviously, for Moritz Seider and Lucas Raymond, particularly Seider for being a star. And the question is, how is this all playing out, and who is going to end up being the big star among this? So I'm going to ask you, Evan, of all these players that were taken in the top 10 in the draft in recent years, Max Clark, Spencer Torkelson, Jackson Jobe, Riley Green, Casey Mize, Matt Manning from the Tigers, Azur Thompson, Jaden Ivey, Cade Cunningham, Killian Hayes from the Pistons, Hutchinson Sewell from the Lions. The other two are no longer in the organization. Nate Danielson. I know you're an expert on Nate Danielson.
Oh, big time. Yep.
Marco Casper. Simon Edmondson. Hey, at least we got most of these guys before the draft that they were going to be the picks. Lucas Raymond, Seider, and Michael Rasmussen. Do you see any stars there? Which one is going to be the top dog? Any superstars?
Well, so it's hard to associate superstar with a tackle, but I think Penei Sewell in his position group and in the NFL is a quote-unquote superstar. I think after watching this year, Spencer Torkelson could be a superstar here in Detroit, maybe not necessarily in all of baseball, but for us Detroiters, he would be our superstar. And then my third pick, and I'm only going to narrow it down to three, and this is a very, very small sample size of 11 games, but that's Thompson with the Pistons.
Whoa. Because
when I look at him, I see the intangibles that an NBA player needs, the athleticism, the hustle. He doesn't have a shot yet, but the intensity, all of that is there where I don't think Cade Cunningham has. And I don't think Jaden Ivey is going to blossom into the player that we thought he was. I think he's going to be more or less the player that we saw at Purdue. And that player may not, and apparently hasn't, translated to the NBA.
Yeah, well, evidently, right now.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Monty Williams is not exactly thrilled with his defensive prowess. And surprisingly, Killian Hayes takes more heat than anybody. And actually, he's one of their better players.
I was going to say, he's the least of their problems right now, Pat.
Yeah, the people get on him. I mean, honestly, I come on after the games. I do the Pistons weekly show. Always complaints about Killian Hayes. And in actuality, he's been pretty good. Now, Cade Cunningham shooting 41% right now. You didn't mention Cade.
And when No, I didn't.
In your top three.
Do you want to know why, though, Pat? Because you'll actually get a kick out of this. A guy we used to work with back in the day, his name was Lucky, and he taught me early on about a guy named Jerry Stackhouse. And the newspaper would say, Jerry Stackhouse scores 38, but Pistons lose.
Right.
And I kind of have a feeling that Cade Cunningham is closer to that type of player that might put up big numbers on certain nights, but at the end of the day, they're empty stats because the team doesn't get the win. And his last, what, four games have been very less than spectacular. He's turning the ball over at an alarming rate, and you just can't have that out of your star, how he's built, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, interesting. On Pistons Weekly yesterday, I had Mark Champion on, and he brought up a point. And the point was, he said, Cade Cunningham's getting double and triple teamed. Everybody's running at him. And there's not a lot of flow in their offense, but the turnovers, you know, the raw stats aren't good. He's got to get his shooting percentage up, you know, above 41 or so percent. And he's got to hit three-pointers at a 35% level and cut down on his turnovers by a heck of, you know, at least a half or one a game. I mean, he turns the ball over too much. And is he a point guard or forward or whatever you want to call him, or is he somebody who should be off the ball more, and who would be the point guard? I think that's part of it with Cade. But yeah. Go ahead.
No, you're right. No, I was just going to say the problem is if he plays off guard, like you just said, his shooting percentage isn't that high. So that's where he limits. And I think where he is his best is being able to take the ball to the rim. But it's then making those smart decisions. If you do get doubled, where are you throwing the ball to? And you're not just throwing it blindly away. So, I mean, and I don't know if you agree with this, Pat, but I think being drafted 1-1, you're going to have different expectations and different pressures put on you than being the 7th overall or 5th or whatever that might be.
I agree with you about Sewell. All right. So, and Hutch. You know, I got to go with Hutch. Those two guys are bedstones for the Lions on offense and defensive line. Right now, Sewell plays right tackle, but eventually he'll be a left tackle. And Hutch is an edge. And those are the two most, other than quarterback, the most important positions on a football team. I think most people would agree with that. So I got them. Can I do this if I'm doing 3?
Yeah.
I've got them as a tie for 1. Number 2 on my list, I'm going to go with Moritz Seider. I think when he's 24, 25 years old, Moritz Seider is going to be a beast. He's going to be a Norris Trophy-type winning defenseman, and I think he may form a big 3 for the Red Wings with Larkin and DeBrincat that could bring the Red Wings to prominence. You know, Moritz Seider has more upside than any player that way, and he's just scratching the surface right now. So I have him at number 2. My number 3 is going to be an outlier. It's somebody who's not in the major leagues right now. And it's a baseball pitcher, Jackson Job.
Spin rate, Pat. Spin rate.
Jackson Job. Now, this is going to sound crazy to you. I know. But Jackson Job, I made a proclamation about Riley Green, and Riley Green's going to be good. He already is good. But I thought he was the best prospect the Tigers had, a position player prospect for many years. And it may turn out that way. They haven't had great position players, you know, down through the years. But Torque, in some ways, is past him. But Jackson Job's the best pitching prospect I've seen in the Tigers organization since Justin Verlander. And he may be a better prospect in a certain way than Verlander was at the same age. Now, this is not if you were to look and we were having this discussion last year at the time, we wouldn't do it. Certainly in spring training when he was out with the lumbar injury, that sounded like, hey, is this guy ever going to pitch again? But, Evan, this dude, by the end of the year, was absolutely dealing. We're talking 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and he was not only throwing strikes, he only walked 6 in like 60 innings, but he was throwing the ball accurately along the borderline, you know, wherever he wanted to throw it. He has that big sweeping slider. They'll call it a sweeper, I think, when he's in the major leagues. And he also throws a cutter now that has an effect where it comes down the pitch path a little later and then cuts over. And most importantly, the dude's landing his changeup. I mean, he's got a really good changeup that he lands. And he's extraordinarily athletic, which means there's a repeatability of his motion. So if we're looking at all these players and you're saying, who's going to win like a postseason award? Like, you know, is Kate going to be the NBA player of the year? Hutch may be defensive player of the year. I don't know. He would have a chance.
Can I ask a question about Hutch real quick, Pat? Are you concerned at all with his low sack total this year? Okay.
First of all, I'll say this just in defense of Aiden Hutchinson, and I'm not trying to be slappy. I think you know me well enough.
Oh, yeah.
If I were the Lions, I'd be raising holy hell about how much he gets held.
Okay.
It's embarrassing. It really is at times how much he is genuinely being held and they're not throwing the flag. That's the first thing. I'd be on that league office every week, bitching to the league, because he gets held. Second of all, his pressures and all those things, his Pro Football Focus rating, for example, is 7th among edges in the NFL, right by Micah Parsons and all those guys. He's getting a lot of pressures. I do think the Lions made a strategic mistake by not going and getting Chase Young, considering, and that's in the column that I'm writing here. that you might be reading this or seeing this within that column. But they made a strategic mistake by not getting him. San Francisco with Nick Bosa, who's, you know, an absolute beast, it made all the difference in the world having Chase Young in for that first game. As impressive as the San Diego game was from the Lions' standpoint in a certain way, 49ers was way more impressive what they did at Jacksonville, because Jacksonville is better than the Chargers, and that game was in Jacksonville, and it made all the difference in the world, Evan.
They made Jacksonville look awful.
Yeah, Young had four pressures in that game. He met at the quarterback with Bosa, and they forced the fumble, had a half a sack. And you could just see where it put a lot more pressure on him to get a talent like that. And there's no other player on the Lions defense as talented as Chase Young. There might be better players, but nobody as talented as him except for Hutch. So that was a mistake, I think, ultimately. It may prove to be, you know, down the road, you know, and it gets to whether Brad Holmes is, you know, obviously he can build a team that can contend. Can he put a team over the top? But back to Job for a second. I just wanted to point this out. You know, who of these players, you know, you might see Sider get a Norris Trophy, all right, at a few points of his career. But I don't see that for Danielson, Casper, Edmondson. These guys are all pretty good. I'm not saying they're not. Raymond, you know, Rasmussen. I don't see a postseason awards for Gate at this point. Or Thompson, or Ivy, or Hayes. You know, maybe Torkelson if he hits like 50 bombs or something and goes off. You know, Riley Green's pretty good. But Jackson Job has, in my opinion, potential to be a Cy Young Award winner. All right? And to be a true difference maker on their staff. He's got that three, you know, you've heard about his 3,000 RPM slider, and that's there. Yeah. It was no myth. Big sweeper, cutter. The high velocity fastball, landing changeups, he's going to move quickly. So I will put him three on my list. I'll have Hutch and Sewell at number one. Number two, I'll have Moritz Seider. And number three, I'll put on my list Jackson Job. Are you all excited about Jackson Job now, Evan, or are you?
I mean, I've been excited since he was drafted. You know, I love the Tigers. I mean, they're next to Michigan State, that's my squad, are the Tigers. So I can't wait for this young man to come up and see what he's able to do. I mean, is there a chance we see him this year?
Yes.
Okay.
He's only made one start at Double A, but he pitched in Arizona and continued to – he did very well in the Arizona Fall League, which is a Double A level. And once he gets to Double A and he has a few outings, they may push him a little bit. And the one thing I'll say about this, there's a lot of disappointment when they drafted him because they could have Marcello Meyer or Jordan Lawler, who's already made it to the major leagues. Lawler, Meyer hit a bump in Double A; it wasn't very good there, but he still got a chance to be very good. And the Tigers don't have a shortstop in their pipeline. You're going to get Javi Baez,
yeah,
for better or worse, and probably worse there. But they don't have a shortstop. You know, if he wasn't there, they don't have anybody they could really play there every day. They would have to go out and get one. So I know I understand the angst and taking a high school pitcher and all the different things. I think that's suppressed the hype for Jackson Job. And the Tigers, I guarantee you this, you know, they're not going to play it up or whatever, partly for that reason. Pitchers get hurt. Like last year, you know, he ended up with some kind of back issue that nobody knew about. But what wins right in baseball actually is pitching. And this guy has potential to be a top five pitcher in baseball easily. And he has the potential to do so within the next year or two. It's not going to be a long wait at this point. Because when you throw 97 consistently, you can throw it right around the box, wherever you want. He throws the ball where he wants to. His command is outstanding on four pitches. Four pitches. The only glitch he has sometimes when he throws that sweeper, sometimes they can recognize it a little bit early. And if he hangs it a bit, it'll lead to a home run. But he's cut down on that quite a bit. So I'll go with him at number three. So anybody else here? I don't like Max Clark. I don't know what to make of that. He started out well in the rookie league, the third overall pick last year. and then he kind of stumbled. You know what Torque did. Riley Green's got to stay healthy. You know, he's played 99 and 94 games his first two full seasons in the major leagues. And he has to hit with more power. Mize will come back and he'll do well. Yeah, he will contribute to them this year. Manning, I would probably be thinking about trading Matt Manning. While the trade is good, I think he's a potential trade prospect. He doesn't throw overly hard. He's got a pretty good breaking ball, not a high spin rate. His big thing, Evan, is extension. You know what extension is?
Well, why don't you tell me?
I'll explain it to you. I was like, yeah, what the hell, man? What are you asking me these damn questions? You're supposed to answer them. No, look. His extension's in the 97th percentile, meaning that when he releases the ball, it's closer to home plate.
Which means
he picks up a tick or two of velocity because he's tall and he extends. So that's his, forte. And there'll be a team that'll want him. But I don't know. There's something about him I would possibly consider moving him at this point while the moving's good. He didn't do too bad last year. Ozier Thompson, I think, can he shoot? Will he ever be able to shoot?
So this is a weird thing to say, but I feel like the easiest thing in basketball to learn is how to shoot the basketball. And I know that might be a weird thing to say, but just I feel like somebody that has the time to dedicate themselves like an NBA player does, I think the shot will come with due time. I really do.
I do, but sometimes it doesn't. But it's certainly
easy. No, you're right. I mean, look at Ben Wallace. Guy in a practice facility, he's going to shoot 85% from a free throw line. He gets out in NBA court, and he's 55%.
Andre Drummond's another example. But Thompson's not real tall like that.
No, I mean, he's still 6'8", but the dude, he's so athletic, man, and plays under control for the most part.
Oh, they say his brother's more athletic. I mean,
which is crazy.
His brother's Superman.
Well, you go look at Houston's team, they might be in a better position than the Pistons right now.
Well, they got athletes, that's for sure. Ivy, we talked about him. I mean, it's about defense and just being under control. And the NBA is definitely a step up from Purdue. Cade, I don't know. 2 years from now, is Cade Cunningham going to be the centerpiece of the Pistons, or will he be somebody that's, they're not going to be looking to sign him long term?
Yes, well, sir. The question is he closer, like, could he end up being a Jabari Parker? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That he could be a solid player on a great team that fills a role, but I don't know if he's a guy that can lead the entire team to a winning stake. And, I mean, in Troy Weaver's future is, I think, personally, based on how well he does.
Killian Hayes will be a 15-year Piston just to piss the fans off.
But he's an okay player. He's fine. He shoots the ball all right. I know people are pissed from, game three of the year when he played 20-some-odd minutes and didn't score. And I'm like, be mad at the coach that puts him out there, not the player that's on the floor. Be mad at the coach.
Well, he actually plays defense, and that's the Pistons' biggest problem.
He takes care of the
ball pretty well. Monty Williams looked at him and said, this guy's pretty good. But, Killian Hayes. Hutchinson Sewell, both of them have Pro Bowls in their future, might even be this year.
Yeah.
Sewell may be a first team all pro. He was on the first team all pro pro football focus midseason team. Not a stretch. Nobody gets near the quarterback with him. I mean, it's just amazing what his numbers are, and he definitely passes the eyeball test.
It's unbelievable.
Danielson, not off to the best start, and Casper's just doing okay. You know, he's a young player playing at a high level. Edmondson should be in the NHL right now, quite frankly. Lucas Raymond has had a bounce back year to a degree, scored some key goals. He gets to play with DeBrincat and Larkin a lot, and on the power play, that's good. Sider is developing nicely, and Rasmussen has become a very solid NHL player, and that's what he's going to be. And I think he'll be a long-term Red Wing because they like his size. I mean, when they played Ottawa, and he wasn't there last year, and they play him again coming up here soon. He got the opportunity to get into a little bit of fisticuffs with Brady Tkachuk. So his size means something, his presence, and he's a good player. So there we go, Evan. We've gone over all those players. And we've given our opinion on it. So enjoyed it. Like always, and look, man, download us, please, at the Apple iTunes Store or Google Play Store or Odyssey.com. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. It's the King of the KC for Evan. It's Pat Caputo 98 for me. That's the best way to get not only these podcasts busting balls, but also the columns that I write here for 97.1 The Ticket and Odyssey.com. And also, check out Facebook, both the account of the station and that of mine. I put it up there. I don't know if you put it up there or not, Evan. I haven't looked at your Facebook page for a while. I look at your Instagram once in a while. Lots of pictures of you and your wife on vacation. It's really good.
Yeah, we have a good time. I don't do much on Facebook anymore. That's just more a work thing than it is a posting thing, but I probably could be better with that.
You know why? Because you're with it, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. Bet.
You know, bet. We spared you the Harbaugh thing until the very end there, buddy. Evan, you got to admit, man, when I put that picture up of Harbaugh that says America's coach with that big smile, like he's a, you know, like some kind of hero or something, it elicited a wide variety of responses.
And I'm sure you got everything from people saying, all right, kidding me?
people who know me, man, read the columns I wrote about. I mean, you should read the columns I wrote about Harbaugh. They're pretty critical. Uh-huh. But also for Michigan State, I was pretty critical of Michigan State, too.
Before absolutely, you were, and rightfully so.
Yeah, but you can't. You know, this is not a world in which you can be, especially Michigan's world, remotely using perspective or nuance or anything. You're either with them, bet, or you're against them. You know, I call him Harbaugh at the Ark, like Joan of Arc, you know. He's burning at the stake. He's a martyr. I love that Michigan martyrism and the melodrama. Oh, my.
Okay, one last thing. Do you know how many coaches in the history of NCAA football have been suspended twice throughout a year for two separate incidents?
Well, is there somebody else? I don't know.
No, there isn't, Pat. It's just him.
and her team might win the national championship.
It's wild, it's dude.
It's not tainted. Connor Stallions was a lone wolf.
That's right.
Why was he on your payroll? You had no idea what the guy was doing? Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. And we don't want to go into the Mozzie Smith thing. We don't want to go into
– Pat, we could do another 2 hours on this if we want.
Yeah, so we'll let it go. We'll let it go. It's time for Frozen. We're letting it go. Evan has always enjoyed it. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.